Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 43,
We Are the Losers.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts and red. For Boston, take sweat stripes of red. And ever with the right shot as they bump to touch me the ball in the market shop. For Boston, for Boston, our party is on.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated. Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bass Brigade. This is Anvil.
This is King Baby Duck.
This is Bluonic.
And this is Darkheart.
And we witnessed something that only happens once every, I think, 25 years. It's a beautiful thing that happens in the Liberty Tree Mall. Where are you here?
Is that the parting of the butt cheeks and the flatulence flying?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, oh. It is the rare sighting of the flatulent security guard.
Security guard.
He must stay away from the Taco Bell and the hot sauce.
So let's explain this real quick. The four of us were walking through the Liberty Tree Mall, heading over to the Best Buy.
Yep.
And we were walking eastbound.
And down.
If y'all don't understand what that is, look at a compass. Well, the security guard was coming westbound. He walks by us and goes...
Open like hallways.
And I was like, holy shit.
My Jar Jar was like,
I look over, I thought it was one of you guys.
Like, yeah.
We're all looking at each other, and then we look back at the security guard walking extra quick around the corner. Because there are a bunch of people coming in for a prom show carrying dresses and suits. And he wanted to get away from the group. Because we know he probably ate, like, bean burritos or something.
I'm
like
sure
that.
He farted near them, too.
Yeah. I thought after the fact we were all going to get tossed out because we were laughing so fucking loud.
Good thing none of us smoked.
You see, this is why I'm worried if he was near an open flame and he was near a woman that was using a lot of hairspray during the whole event.
Well,
damage.
I walked away from the group and I saw that security officer and Target buying new boxer shorts, so we wouldn't know what was going on.
So, yeah, that would be a flaming, fiery fucktard.
Let me tell you, if something caught on fire, the first thing I would do, I would send that person into a store that I did not like.
Like the new hippie store. Yeah,
exactly. The new hippie store that we had there that was playing, like...
Oh, my fucking head.
Greatest music.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. They kept the hippie store, but got rid of the mini golf glow-in-the-dark place.
Which only survived not even a day.
Yeah.
I don't think it even survived, period.
Tell you the truth, they've gotten rid of so many different things in that mall that were so cool that...
They got rid of the fucking Brigham's.
The arcade. Rid of Brigham's.
Well, actually, the Brigham's went up.
They got rid of FYE and the arcade place.
Yeah, the arcade was awesome.
That was awesome place. They got rid of the original Harrison's Comics that was there.
Yeah, they had a Radio Shack at one point.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Harrison's is back where Walden Books currently is.
But it's not the same.
And then they had a KB Toys.
Didn't they have some kind of cool little fucking board places with the figures and stuff? Like that? What was that?
The comic shop.
Yeah.
Was it a comic shop?
It was a game center. It was a game center.
Comic and collectibles.
Comic and collectibles.
Because I used to go in there and look at the sports collectibles.
I used to look at the Pokemon cards when I was a kid.
People would go in and play Halo tournaments and shit like that.
I used to go play the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments.
You know why they went? Was because they shut it down because they found out a lot of the stuff there was counterfeit.
Oh, lovely.
Really?
That's some counterfeit.
I'm glad I didn't buy any autographs from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that happens a lot with a lot of those stores.
Or actually...
Like, yeah, this is authenticated. Okay.
by Jessica Alba herself.
Then why is authenticated spelled improperly?
I don't know. And why is John Cena's name spelled wrong? Why is it with an S? Shut up and just buy it.
And why is Tom Brady's name signed Tom Brady? You forgot the bottom part of the B.
He was in a hurry.
Like, he was in a hurry. Just buy the poster.
The guy
just buy
takes the poster. Ball from you and he's like, hold on 1 second.
Give me your money.
B.
Yeah, I know, right? I think you were seeing things wrong. Why don't you take a look again?
How come it's still fresh?
I feel like he poked out their eye.
All right, so why don't we get started here?
Let's go right into sports, since we were talking about the sports and collectibles store.
Nothing happened in sports all week long. There were no playoff games. There was no draft. David Ortiz didn't hit his first home run of the season.
Then let's move on then.
Yes.
Yes,
pretty much.
Fuck it all.
Okay.
Sports.
So since the last time we were here, let me see.
You're 0-for all for your NFL draft.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll give you half of one.
I'm going to stab you.
Half of one? All
right. Let me explain this. All right. I'm going to hit the draft first since we're talking about it. Now, I made a few picks that I think would be good for the team. Unfortunately for me, a bunch of other teams, before we even got a chance to pick, thought the same thing. And my guys all got picked.
They must have listened to you.
Yeah, I know. They must have. They were just like, we know exactly what we want.
Like, wow, look at, Anvil knows what, we weren't even looking at the Sergio Kindle kid, you know, Baltimore was saying, he's like, but, Anvil said go with him. Right before the Pats picked.
The one that...
Patriots ain't winning next year.
Man.
Well, actually, we got some really good picks, and I do like a lot of the names on this list.
Okay.
But, I'm going to hit the first round pick first, which was Devin McCourty, cornerback out of Rutgers. A very good kid, good player. I like him.
Straight out of Rutgers, you said?
Rutgers.
Oh, all right.
Rutgers University, not Rutgers.
Rutgers prison.
Yes. Bill Belichick went down to the prison and found a player he liked.
No, not Rutgers. He went down to Smuckers.
No.
Smuckers. Hey. He makes good jam. Maybe he's good for the football team.
No. He went down... Hey, actually, his girlfriend's name is Jennifer Smuckers. Of course, you know, he went down there.
So
we're going to leave that one alone.
Oh, God.
All right. Our second round, we had three picks. And this one, I actually, is where I get my half a point because I mentioned Rob Gronkowski. If I pronounce his name wrong, I might be hiding.
Gronkowski! You say it with a Russian accent. The Gronkowski!
Dude, he's not Russian!
Dude, he's going to assassinate you.
Polish!
He's going to assassinate you either way.
He's like 285 pounds of pure muscle.
I'm 285, but I'm not pure muscle. I've got muscle, but
he's got like four or five inches on you, dude.
Oh, so, it's still too soon for Polish football jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a tad by, what, a couple more decades?
He's a tight end out of Arizona. And no, Mr. Duck, no jokes about the position either. You'll probably be making it out a little further down.
I'm sure Tupac knows about it. He'll be rapping about it in his next album.
Okay, next we selected Jermaine Cunningham, outside linebacker from Florida. I'll take him. He's a good player. A lot of the guys out of Florida are really good.
And they had no choice.
But most players from Florida have two national championship rings. You take them on. To be, you know, a very good choice, especially if, let's say, we took the, you know, inside linebacker from the same side. Oh, wait, we did. Brandon Spikes, inside linebacker from Florida.
They just didn't want to be separated. They wanted to just run around the field.
Holding hands and clotheslining the shit out of
them. Does anybody really...
Like, meet the Spartans type?
Yeah.
Does anybody see, like, a trend forming?
No.
Two players from Florida? That's a trend.
Yeah. Yeah, but the trend didn't go the way we wanted it to.
Yeah, but this is
at least the
players.
Way you wanted to go.
Well, no, I'm just talking about some of the better players in the draft. These guys are really good. All right, next, in the third round, we selected Taylor Price, wide receiver from Ohio. I didn't watch Ohio. I watched Ohio State, but not Ohio.
Yeah, no shit.
Fourth round, we selected Aaron Hernandez, tight end out of Florida. Huh.
All three of them are holding hands running around.
No.
I don't know if I'd be
making those jokes. Brandon Spikes, you know, might
off
beat you
see
up.
The wizard.
I have to add to this, but the Golden Brick Road lanes right to the fucking touchdown area.
I was waiting. Now, Aaron Hernandez is a good tight end, great player. He's only going to help our team. Now, their fearless leader, Tim Tebow, actually got drafted in the first round, 25th overall,
by the
Denver Broncos. I say this is Denver's way of actually selling some jerseys. How did they sell the jersey in the last, since John Elway retired?
Yeah. No, they've been selling, the John Elways, but they just haven't been selling any of the recent guys.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
Fuck you. I'm going to leave our fifth round pick out for a little bit because, we're not going to hear the end of it from these guys. Our sixth round pick, Ted Larson, offensive line, North Carolina State. And then, seventh round.
Does he steal shit a lot? His last name's Larson. Larceny?
We also selected another offensive lineman out of Vanderbilt. Now, fifth round, here comes the laughter. He's a punter from Michigan. His name is Zoltan Marsko.
Zoltan was in a movie, wasn't he?
That's Zohan.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know about that, but wasn't there a Zoltan somewhere?
Yes. Some creature.
No. It was the fortune teller from the movie Big.
It was that or other?
Yes! Oh, my God. Yes, it was.
Okay. Really?
Zoltan.
You guys laugh more over the word tight end than the word Zoltan.
I'm sure he does.
No, we're just being bastards, remember?
Actually, I thought you'd find wide receiver funnier than that. No. At least the tight end keeps it closed. Wide receiver takes it off.
Tight end. It's perfect for
that. Well, maybe the tight end and the wide receiver should close their fucking legs. All right?
Y'all done now.
Your legs get fucking too wide open, you get one right in the crotch. Yep. Oh, no, he's going to suffer a paper cut.
Wait, you didn't read off the fifth round one.
That's the way I just did! Zoltan was the fifth round!
Oh.
Douchebag says what? Serious? Dude. Anyway. Alright.
Okay, so also in this week, the Celtics went up 3-0 over the Miami Heat. One went away from advancing in the playoffs.
Yep.
So
Celtics, you!
The Bruins lost last night.
Yeah.
But they still hold a 3-2 series lead over the Buffalo Sabres.
Did you call them the Buffalo?
Yes. I don't call them Buffalo, they're Buffalo.
They lost the first one, and then they won the last three.
Actually,
and
what I've noticed is
they won the first one. So hopefully when they're back here in the Boston...
On a Monday.
They'll win.
Yes. Now, the Red Sox played last night, and the only reason I'm talking about that right now is because David Ortiz hit his first home run of the season last night. He sat for a few days, something really bad got up there, and hit a home run off Jeremy Guthrie, one of the Orioles' best pitchers. We wound up winning the game 5-4. It's a huge advantage. There's been a lot of moves lately in football. As of today, Washington Redskins traded Jason Campbell, their backup quarterback, to the Oakland Raiders. Campbell sucks.
Okay.
Doesn't help the Raiders. That's why their team sucked, but they picked up Donovan McNabb.
Oh,
Doc Hart just got happy.
No.
I'm just being an asshole, but you're sitting there, Yeah.
He's trying to figure out the words that are coming out of your fucking mouth, man.
I speak Chinese.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's nice. I'm Japanese, jackass.
Oh, wait. We have somebody here to help us with sports. Tiger Woods is here.
No.
Mr. Woods.
This Tiger Woods.
Watch sports.
That's the creepy part. But he does love the women.
Alright, anyway.
So he's got that half of them.
God damn it.
So now, basically, what's going to happen is we're just going to wait to see how these draft picks work out. If I'm looking at this list, I could say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys I think will guarantee to stay.
What about the others? Where do you see them going?
They might make it.
They're going to be riding the pine for a while.
All right. The ones I see staying are going to be Devin McCourty, Rob Gronkowski, Jermaine Cunningham, Brandon Tobias, and Aaron Hernandez. Ted Larson, I won't even break down names. The two offensive linemen, I see maybe. The punter, no. We just signed another punter. And his name is David King. He's a 38-year-old rookie.
38?
Yes.
Because them soccer players.
He's an Australian football player. And he retired as a Hall of Famer. And he came to America and learned how to punt, and I guess he can kick like 68 to 73 yards average.
Damn.
Yeah. He could put a freaking charge into the ball.
All right. With them going into the actual, like, teams and stuff, what percentage when they make it, you know, when they go and try, like, finish and get into, you know, after they're done doing the fucking practice part of the season and then they get into the actual season, how much of a percentage usually make it?
It depends on the team's needs. Looking at our needs, that's why I'm saying these guys are here.
Yeah, what about our needs?
We can discuss that later. You know, at the strip club, that, you know, apparently...
After the show.
But we need a corner, we need tight ends, and we need linebackers. I wouldn't be surprised if we still have 3 picks left in the draft, but they're not for at least another hour and a half from when we're recording the show. I wouldn't mind seeing a running back.
So, with that, you're saying that there's not that good of a chance that a lot of these guys make it through anyways.
Well... 1, 2, 3.
I wonder how they feel. Let's ask them.
I know.
I'm saying 5 out of the 9, I say, are guaranteed. 2 others, so possibly the punter and the wide receiver, because I don't know Taylor Price, but I think we're pretty good with wide receivers.
It's like,
especially signing Torrey Holtz.
The one that I could see happen is like, yes, I got drafted. A week later, fuck him off the team. I fucking suck. I shouldn't have been like doing all that weed, and I shouldn't have been blowing off all the times I should have showed up for practice.
You mean like Christian Bale in Harsh Times? Like, I got on the force, I got on the... Oh, shit!
No. Actually, there's a video. You guys might be able to find it on YouTube. I'm not sure.
Jennifer Lopez is a wide receiver.
Yes. Thank you, Doc Hart. Jennifer Lopez is a wide receiver.
Damn.
Because, you know, at her age, she can no longer be a tight end.
All right, I'll talk about that when we get into the movie section. But go ahead.
There's a video from about the late 80s. There's the last pick in the draft basically is a loser. You know, team just grabs like a punter or something.
Mm-hmm.
They grab this wide receiver just for the choice. The kid throws a huge party, invites all of his neighbors. He made a video celebrating, and he put it up online. He got the phone call the next morning telling him that he didn't need to report to training camp, that he'd already been cut, and he spent $5,000 on the party that his family didn't have.
Wow. Oh, that's counting your chickens before they hatch.
The only reason I know that story is they were talking about it the other day on TV.
Yeah, well, that sucks to be him.
Yep, it does.
All right, anyways...
Yeah, let that be a lesson to you. For all those that want to be on like a big-time sports team and you get drafted and you get picked, wait until maybe like the day before your first game to celebrate.
Well, I say...
And don't videotape it.
Well, I say, you know, if you selected the first round, you're almost guaranteed on the team. You're a first-round draft pick.
Not you better... You better end up on the fucking team, otherwise...
I know, right?
That's a lot of money they tie up.
Yeah. Yourself. But you were wondering about Tim Tebow, and you were shocked that he was actually chosen on the first draft, first round.
See, I'm a Tim Tebow fan, though, because I've watched a lot of Florida football. Love the guy. I think he's a great player. Not first-round material. He's a guy that needs to sit behind a quarterback and learn how to play at the pro level. And what it's looking like in Denver with their quarterback situation is he might get thrown in as a starter. He might get thrown to the wolves.
I sure hope so.
And then, you know, Blue will just come over and rip off his dead leg and eat it.
Nine draft picks.
Anyways, what...
Oh, Lord.
All right.
I'm with the Sesame Street twins.
Can we kill the sports now, or
are we done? Yeah, I think we should kill the sports.
No, fuck you all.
Tell you the truth, just
what about... hold on.
You guys don't know shit about sports.
What? No, wait. One more thing about the Bruins. What's his name who got knocked the fuck out?
Mark Savard should make a return anytime now. He was cleared for contact and he's been practicing.
He's been looking good on the ice.
Yes, I'm pretty happy to see that.
Figure skating? Yeah, I was watching some of the video footage of him practicing.
Figure skating? You're watching... Okay.
Yes, he was flying through the air, graceful like Bri Boitano.
Triple spin heel.
All right, let's move on because, well, Nobody wants to take my sports seriously anymore.
He was behind Nancy Kerrigan.
Okay, what about Strikeforce from last week?
Thank you. I want to talk about that, but nobody wants to take the sports seriously.
Okay, fine.
We have to say... Right.
How about the Card Girls? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah!
Talk about...
All right, so last week, the group of us, you know, Mrs. Duck, Mrs. Hart, Blahnik, we were hanging out...
I know you do not call us Mrs., all right?
Do not
more man than you.
I'm the king, motherfucker.
Actually, if you're a Mrs., I believe it's the queen.
Oh! Oh, damn. Anyways.
So, we have the last Queen of France. And...
I'm just pure darkness, alright?
He doesn't have a gender.
I don't have a gender. Right. I'm just pure darkness.
So, we have the Queen of France, the Queen Baby Duck,
King
and,
Baby Duck.
Queen King Baby
King
Duck.
King,
right.
King, King, King.
Shut up. I'm trying to, you know, finish.
I'm
off with his head.
Everyone.
Off with his head.
And since we have pure darkness here, that must mean it's Oprah Winfrey's vagina. Pure darkness, and nobody wants to be there.
No, I was thinking more or less like Eddie and Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy! Darknesses!
All right, let's get to the serious part, though. We all hanging out last week after the show, and we watched Strikeforce. We saw some really good fights.
Some good, except for that decent. One Japanese fighter.
Oh my
really,
god!
Really, really disappointed.
That was a disappointment.
He laid on his back and kicked
Come on,
his
those,
like a baby.
Like, those Chinese dudes, they're supposed to be like Muay Thai and like into the martial arts. I'm surprised they haven't used none of that at all.
I read about him a little more after the fight, and I found out where he learned his fighting skills from. The Ninja Turtles. On your back, kick your legs. Kick your legs. Kick your legs.
I don't know, but he was just a terrible fighter. I really thought he would have done a lot better than what he was.
Especially watching the videos from, you know,
his past fight,
and especially broke somebody's fucking arm because they wouldn't tap. I was thinking this guy was probably really fucking incredible. That's why when we were sitting there, we were like, we picked him.
I thought it was going to be like, remember Yoshihiro Tajiri from ECW?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be like him, but in like the MMA world.
Well,
I know the group of us were making our picks on who's going to win, and I'm the only one that went against the Asian guys. I'm kind of proud.
The thing is, too, like, I think also, I think about it, like, when he probably went, like, a little bit softer, probably because of the fact that he broke somebody's arm.
No, because that was, like, four fights before.
That was four fights before, but still, I mean, like...
If I broke a guy's arm, I'm looking to break something else on somebody else.
But you know what? Just watching the fight and everything like that, I just think that he just... It's like he didn't go all out.
Yeah,
and this was his first American fight. It could have been, I know this might sound... You're nervous, jitters, butterflies.
Well, jet lag.
Remember,
you know?
Over in Japan, they fight in a ring, not a cage.
He should have just looked at the person as somebody that he truly hates, like O.J. Simpson. You know?
No, but I think it was more or less when he got his back cheese grated against, you know, the cage and shit like that. Oh. That's a real wake-up call. You're like, oh, shit, those aren't ropes. Ow, that hurts, you know, kind of thing. But
Elimination Chamber
he
or something.
He more or less, I don't think he was ready to take on this guy. He seemed like either he, when he was doing his training, he just fucking, he lollygagged us.
Well, hope it doesn't turn into like a Frank Mir versus Brock Lesnar Part 1 and 2 type
Frank
thing.
Frank Mir sucks.
Yes, I do.
He does not deserve...
I really
well,
do.
Well, actually, he's a bit,
think he sucks.
Brock Lesnar should be fighting Shane Carwin.
So he's up to par again?
Yes, they're actually scheduled
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, yes, because he was had a really bad... He was really sick.
Yeah.
He almost died
from it. And so, good health to you, all right, Brock? You know, and I hope you really do get 100% better and... I hope you kick this guy's ass, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, but another like, fight that was, you know, combined that ended up in a three fucking setup, like, rematch, which was Ken Shamrock and fucking Tito Ortiz.
That was the whole thing.
He kept on getting his ass whipped.
Who?
Shamrock. Shamrock got knocked out, and he just didn't want to fucking say he did.
Look,
but it was kind of one of those.
Let me tell you, Ken Shamrock is freaking insane.
Yeah.
That dude can fight. Like, that dude can really fight.
There's two fights I'd love to see in my life.
You would like fantasy fight, like?
No. If it was possible, I want to see Chuck Liddell fight Tito Ortiz again. Because, you know, Chuck Liddell knocked him out twice. I would love to see that again.
What, to see Tito Ortiz come back and get beat up for a third time?
Oh, yeah. He's going to get knocked out a third time. And this one will probably never... Actually, I know it'll never happen, but I'd love to see it. The Shamrocks.
You know what? I was just thinking that. Have the Shamrocks fight one another.
Now...
Ultimate sibling rivalry right there. This is because you got the better Christmas presents. This is because you got the better candy in Halloween. This is because you got the legs in during Thanksgiving.
I want to see another Rocky Balboa fight. There we go.
Rocky versus Death.
Yo, I'm going to beat him. I swear to God.
Blood's coming up.
You're 80 years old. You can't do it anymore.
Come on,
I will come out of retirement. You're
gonna get now, it. Speaking of boxing and fighting, let's talk about this. What'd you call the video game that we just tried out?
Crap on a disc.
Bullshit cardio workout.
Ouch! I got cut out like that.
Yes, you did.
He mentioned boxing. I was actually gonna talk about a boxing match, but damn. All
right, well, finish your boxing match.
No.
All right, fine. Fuck it then.
All fuck right. You,
Muhammad Ali.
No, I was gonna do the Sugar Shane Mosley. You know, fight. The one that they, previewed during the movie.
Actually,
Mayweather Mosley.
I want to see Mayweather win again.
Yes.
Because you already know that's going to happen. Mayweather's going to win again.
Of course. It has to.
You know what I'm saying?
These were the fucking Don Kings. These don't actually give a fucking,
Is Don King even still around?
Yeah.
He's still around with his bouffant hair looking like a Dragon Ball Z wannabe.
It's along the lines of, they don't put... Like, when they get these motherfuckers up on a pedestal that work their way up to the top, when they get to that point, they get the motherfuckers that will, stay up there and look pretty for the fucking camera, but they'll never get an actual fighter for them to fucking take on. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, they're still a legend, man.
Yeah, well, but anyways, it seems like they still will fuck up because one of the guys is really fucking old, isn't he?
Well, he's not really fucking old, but he's just older.
He's past his fucking prime, all I can say is that.
To the bell ring!
I would say he's past his prime, but...
Who?
Sugar Shane.
Shane Mosley?
Yeah.
He probably is.
Shut up, you.
That's like fighting...
Where's my dude?
That's like fighting, what's his name? The dude who does the... Foreman.
George Foreman.
You know what? I can still see him getting into the ring one more time.
Yeah, he's still jacked up enough.
Yeah, he's still. I'm George Foreman.
I'm gonna use my grill.
There's like a grill in his gloves.
He's like sitting here. You should try my new lean, mean, fat reducing grill machine.
Yeah, no, he's in the ring trying to sell his product.
It's like, where is it? Well, you put on his gloves, you press it onto the burger or the hot dogs or your face.
And it puts you in a coma, so you have to eat through a straw for the next few months. That'll make you leaner and meaner.
That's a celebrity death match right there.
And then he leans over, he's like, now, who people gonna remember for this hit? Mike Tyson or me?
Yeah, if Mike Tyson doesn't bite off somebody else's body part.
I heard Mike Tyson got into a fight with somebody and bit their nose off. Yeah, that's what happened to Michael Jackson.
He's a biter.
Well, remember when he fought the kid from Dorchester, he bit the kid's nipples.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Alright, anyways, let's move on to the fucking video games. I'm done.
I'm not sure what to even consider this game, Gold's Gym's Cardio Workout.
It was just a waste of time.
It was a waste of breath.
Yeah. Like, I got a better workout with my Wii Fit Plus.
I want my sweat back. And my 8 calories.
He's just mad because it said that he was the oldest of the whole bunch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's actually the youngest in the group.
You know?
Anyways, I don't know. I saw this and I was watching, review videos on it, and a lot of them were saying, yeah, this is a great game, blah, 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 this and that. And I found it really cheap online, so I bought it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, maybe seeing that I want to go and buy the Wii Fit, the Wii Fit setup, yep. I would like to go and check it, see if it will work. So... brought it to the king's house because he already has one.
Yep.
And boy, was it absolute shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up for the fact that it shows you how to throw punches, but it's very, sadly, they fucked up on the reaction time. Like, you go and throw your punch 5 seconds later, or even 10 seconds later, that throws the fucking punch on the screen. You're like...
Yeah, throw it early.
Whoa.
Me personally, with somebody that actually steps in the ring and knows how to do boxing and all that other stuff, I'm going throwing really quick jabs, and it's not really coming through. It's like, it was telling me, right, left, right, left. Well, as I threw that second left, the first punch is coming out. So I, that's why it came out that I was older, because the punches weren't landing right, because I was moving quicker. These guys, they were, caught on a little bit quicker than I did. They had to move slower, And they're throwing, you know, the slower stuff, and it's hitting. And that's the thing with this game, is if you're moving quick, it doesn't react.
Yeah, and that's a big problem, because with the Wii Fit Plus, it reads it no problem. It reads fast motions. It reads the slow motions. It reads everything. This one, it seems like it's in a little bit of a middle ground.
Generally. Yeah, but what does the Wii Fit provide? Does it provide boxing? Does it provide...
Yep. Boxing, I would like fucking cardio...
I need everything. A fucking kickboxing game, Nin. Don't give me this EA Active bullshit. I don't fucking want that.
Why not?
I want a sensor fucking thing set up so I can put on, like, some kind of ankle weights with a sensor built the fuck in, and I can look at the fucking TV, and it says, you know, kick or something like that, or I'm playing Mortal Fuck Combat. I want to fuck somebody up. Yeah. I want to be able to kick. I want to get a fucking full-out exercise. Not this boxing bullshit, because all you do is working on your upper part of your body. It's not worth it. It's not fucking worth it to me. I'm tired of working the upper part of my body.
I agree.
I had the fucking leg strength to fucking knock a fucking mule over. I mean, come on. Seriously. I need to get my fucking strength down. Or otherwise what they need to do is create a special kick pad thing that has, like, the weight at the bottom of it, but it has the padding set up, so you can whip, beat the shit out of the fucking pad, and it reads all the sensors, so it gives you, like, a reading on, like, what you're doing.
Like and a DDR pad that you
can
hang up.
And it talks to you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, like, back when the arcade was back in the mall, there was that one fucking punch machine thing that you could fucking slam, and it would tell you how strong your punch was.
Yes, I tried it up in Hampton Beach. It was with the punching bag, right?
There was the punching bag one, and then there was the one that had, like, the six pads that would pop out, and you'd have to hit them separately.
Yeah, we actually did that over in Hampton Beach with a few friends, and... Pink Taco got the highest score out of all of us.
Well, she's a shorter one. It's the low ones are easier for
her. Yeah, the lower ones are easy to get, and when you have to go into that whole, like, punch the, every fucking one mode is, you know, is pretty insane. But it's a setup that I think we need to create something that will get with it. I mean, when we go and see if Project Natal comes out, if it comes out correctly, if it's done right... Then you should be able to do that shit.
I have a feeling that with Natal, there are going to be some areas where it does work right, and then there are areas that it's not going to do what it promises.
What we need to do is find out the list of the actual games that are going to be coming out with it, because it didn't seem like it would be all that worth it from a lot of the things that I saw. I mean, it's wicked cool that you can print, do like a painting setup one. What was the other one?
The NASCAR.
They showed like the car, like the Formula One racing. They did a couple other ones, but the one that really got me was this Sam one or something like that. It's like a simulated or some bullshit like that. And you're supposed to be able to play with the kid or something, or, you know, kind of teach him life lessons. Uh-huh. I'm like, that's fucking not worth it. Why the hell would you want to waste your time with that? I mean, I want to be able to do a concept where if I'm playing like Call of Duty. I want to be able to, if I stand up straight, I'm standing still. If I lean forward, I'm fucking going down, you know, thing. I turn right, turn left, I'm able to look everywhere I want to go, look at. You know, it's just something like of a setup that I want to be able to actually feel like I'm in the fucking game. Not this whole, sitting on the game.
So you want the 3D helmet without the helmet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting on the fucking couch, stuffing my face with a fucking controller. I mean, the Wii has definitely done a setup. I mean, like, I was playing Punch-Out, and I got a fucking workout, I'm telling you. My fucking shoulders have been killing me.
I think the Punch-Out for the Wii is a better alternative than this piece of shit here from Ghost Ship.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you could take Punch-Out and call it fucking kick-your-ass knockout or something like that, and have the fucking leg sensors where they how they have that kind of Sam character where you're able to look forward, or... The game that I looked up, and King remembers because of the radio show, but I don't know if you guys remember, but if you ever remember going to Bonkers, there was a game called Tidal Fight. And Tidal Fight, whenever I was done with that, I know I was like 10 years old when I was playing it, but when I was done with that game, I was drenched in sweat because I was like, oh, motherfucker, take it! Fucking take it! You know,
another game that
you're using the joysticks as the punch,
which is awesome, and it felt real, and I did, and I actually beat that game.
Yeah, I beat the game too. It was so much fun.
Well, actually, I used to like the one at Salem Willows where you put the money in and you actually pick up the boxing gloves and you stand on the center and you had to throw the punches at the guy.
Yeah.
And you actually had to move, and as you moved, it moved.
Mm-hmm.
They had that one, and then they had the shooting version, which I liked. If you ducked, he ducked.
There's you know, I think we're going to need to take a trip maybe to the Salem Willows to see what they have got going for arcade games this year, if there's anything new, and if there are any good classics that they brought back.
When do they open?
They open up, I think, Memorial Weekend.
Yeah,
I think they're actually open right now because remember they have the cookout there.
Yeah, the carnival shit there, or some stupid thing. But anyways, yeah, dealing with that. With this game, it was kind of absolute shit, so I'm definitely with the two thumbs down. Hell!
Two thumbs down.
Darkheart didn't even fucking play it because he was just like, this is absolute shit. Goodbye.
Right. Yeah, definitely two thumbs down.
I think this is the first game I ever took a shit on in this game.
Yeah. Basically,
podcast.
Instead of the pudding.
Okay, well, I know I have that rule that I'll never give anything, a fully bad review. Because, I always give them credit for at least trying. music and all that stuff. Two thumbs down. They didn't even try. They took.
Okay, there's one thing. There is one small thing, and it's the use of the two actual Wiimotes. That could have been a better. If they had made the game a lot better.
That would have been a lot better setup. But the only factor is that not everybody has two fucking Wii controllers laying around, or otherwise. You could do the nunchuck, but. I don't even know if that can really help. If you even go and take and do the 2-pound weights, mm-hmm. that's not going to help you. And the suggestion that I was thinking, or even doing for myself so I could lose some weight or, gain some arm muscle while playing Punch-Out or some shit, is just putting on, ankle and wrist weights or something like that. So it will, I could change the weight on that and be able to feel like I'm actually doing something so I gain muscle.
Yeah.
Instead of just fucking, I'm punching. My fucking shoulders are killing me.
I think that's something that I've been really wanting to look into with my Wii Fit Plus. I think that would work out great. And then as, the months go on and you want to up the weight, you just buy, the next level.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, all in all, this game was absolute shit. No wonder why it got down to that much on Amazon. So, stupid me, sorry.
Yeah. It's not your fault. Just be glad, like what Darkheart said. Good thing you didn't buy it when it first came out.
Yeah. Now, the other one that I was noticing was this whole Lost Planet 2. Somebody brought it to my attention that the whole fact that Dom and Marcus from Gears of War, both 1, 2, and 3, is going to be in Lost Planet 2. So what the fuck,
I think this is what Darkheart said.
I personally think that it's a good thing because it's a crossover, mm-hmm. and it's something different. You don't really see that a lot, you don't see it a lot at all in games
and
where they have crossovers when they take somebody from a different game and put it into, especially with Lost Planet. Lost Planet, how long has it been since they actually came out with a sequel for Lost Planet?
Been a few years.
The first one came out a while back, but the one that pissed me off is that the demo that got put back up again in the fucking limelight, more or less, is just that it was the same fucking one I played about 5 months ago, and I was wicked pissed because of the fact is when I played that one, mm-hmm. I felt that the movement of the game was absolute shit. Mm-hmm. I felt like it couldn't move correctly. It just didn't feel natural.
Well, the game looks really good.
Yeah, graphic-wise, yes.
It looks like it. Like they might have fixed the system for all we know. Because, Lost Planet was an older game, and it was,
that's the thing about that I'm wondering about the interconnection of this, is, you've got Capcom, right,
mm-hmm.
that does the Lost Planet 2 game, yeah. but then I can't really acknowledge what was for Gears of War, because you've got Unreal Technologies, but that's not, a real, Capcom-type company. That's just
true.
That's the ones that keep the whole engine running.
Right.
But more or less, with the backing of that, it's kind of seeing that you guys got such a great engine, could you come help us with our fucking game? We're fucking dying here. It's a cry out for, hey, can you help us out?
But we have a great idea.
Suck your dick for some cheeseburgers or something.
But I think it's gonna be good. I think, I tell you the truth, I think this is a step into something newer where they could start doing more crossover type games.
Remember when they did Battletoads versus Double Dragon? Remember how awesome of a game that was?
Yeah. Even for an original game like that.
But then it's gonna get to the point where it's gonna, you've got, Lost Planet, which has the alien setup, mm-hmm. where you're fighting over a planet, and then you've got Gears of War, where they're fighting, well, not an alien, but they're fighting a group that has been living underneath the Earth, mm-hmm. surface, or whatever
right.
planet they're on. Dealing with that, it's yes, okay, they've got kind of a equal thing, But if you're going to go and take and pull, like, a Halo and put it with Splinter Cell, I'm going to be fucking wicked confused. I'm going to be like, you guys, well,
I know that they really can't. Like you kind of have... You have to, like, when you go across... Yeah.
Sam Fisher has been cryogenically frozen. And now he's been unthawed to help out Master Chief.
You need to find a common ground.
There has to be a common ground.
Tom Clancy's like, Halo Cell.
Alright, shut up, yo.
But, like, yeah, if they're gonna do something like with Halo or something like that, then they would have to mix it in with a game similar to, like they could do it, like, with Lost Planet. Like,
well, alright, how about this?
They could, like, do it with, even. Or, like, you could, like, even mix in, like, Splinter Cell with, like, Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, you just stole the one I was about to say.
You were thinking the same thing, right? But,
awesome.
How about if we do it, like, interspecies of the platform systems here. Like, why don't we take, like, the Infamous and put it with the Prototype? Why don't we take and do stuff like that?
I mean, plus, if you put a good storyline to it, if you put, like, a good storyline, something, it's good to easy to follow, and you can be like, okay, that could happen, then you can have a successful game or a successful story. You know?
Halo,
but it really
does. But the thing is, if they... Just one word, and any game can be any other game. Wormhole. Well, I got sucked into a wormhole.
Wormhole, a black hole, or like, or they can think of anything. They can do like freaking like they can
Time
do
machine.
Like all of a sudden they get to like warp technology and all of a sudden they're in freaking Star Trek.
It's like
you know,
it's like a thank you for smoking. I was like, wouldn't that blow up the ship if they're smoking cigarettes in there? But yeah, all they have to do is with one line. Thank God we invented the.
You know?
Call of Duty versus Predator.
It's the same thing. Like, you can take this and you can be like, okay, because of, like, a wormhole, because some kind of, like, device that was, like, was made, like, combining from, like, the Borg and, like, something else, they got sucked into Star Wars. You know? They got sucked into Stargate and they're going through, they're going through the freaking Stargates and...
Versus Starship Troopers.
You know? You can, like, with all these, like, space-type things and stuff like that, you can easily create a story.
Super Mario
Brothers versus Donkey Kong.
It could definitely...
That's already been done, man.
When?
Donkey Kong Mario? Yeah, heck yeah, Mario. You were Mario going up ladders and jumping over barrels trying to get to Donkey Kong.
That's not the same thing, though.
Yes, it is.
Stuff, man.
Like, Donkey Kong Lost.
Donkey Kong Lost? I can't picture... You mean the TV show Lost, but have Donkey Kong in it?
I mean Donkey Kong Lost to Mario.
Oh, okay.
We've
already did that with Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yeah, exactly.
And on top of that, there's Solid Snake right there. You know, Sonic, and it worked.
You mixed everything, Ganondorf, you mixed in Zelda and stuff like that.
But
now you have, like, Kirby everything. Terminator Kirby, Borg Kirby.
But this is an actual totally different setup of
the
genres coming in together. That would be, you know, how they did DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but you know what? They also did like DC versus Marvel. They had came out with a comic. They could come out with a video game if they wanted to. They could, you know, they could do all. They already,
Marvel versus Capcom.
Marvel versus Capcom.
Versus Capcom.
Exactly. They can do all of these things.
I mean, but this
RoboCop versus Terminator.
Well, I was going to suggest about that, because the fact is if we go back towards the whole, you know, the old style games and stuff like that, and they did the whole, you know, RoboCop versus Terminator, those are two different kind of movie characters that they brought together and said, hey, let's throw them into a fucking cage and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. King Kong versus Godzilla.
But,
that's already been done.
But the thing is, with that, they made it so that you can obviously see that could happen. Like, if something like that was real, that could happen. Because
King Kong
was just as big.
Yeah.
Godzilla, he existed and everything like that in Japan. You could do that type of movie.
Yes.
Same thing with, like, Marvel versus DC. Or, you know, Marvel versus, you know, like, things like that. Like, superhero things like that. Crossover because of Dimensions or because of, you know, Crisis on Infinite Earths, you know, comics and stuff like that. You know, things like that. You know, with the multi-universe. You can do things like that. All they have to do is just think of a storyline and bam, it happens.
I thought of one years ago, since you and I are both anime geeks.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star.
Yeah, you can do that.
Alright, I can kind of agree because I know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Plus, you can even mix it with, like, Gundam and then Voltron.
Well, yeah, then
and Robotech.
And Robotech, you know, or what is it? Big O.
Big O, yeah.
You know, you can do all that stuff.
Oprah Winfrey?
Big, no, not no. Oprah, not Harpo. Okay. Not Harpo.
The orgasm? No, I was kidding.
But, like, you can do all that stuff.
Oh, right, I'm sorry.
Like, Vampire Hunter D meets freaking...
Alucard from
Van Helsing. Alucard and Van Helsing. Oh, you know, you can mix a... Or Van Helsing ends up in Underworld. Mm. You know, and he meets up with
Kate Beckinsale,
and
they have a hot steamy sex.
And they have a hot steamy threesome. You know, she meets, and then Alucard gets in there. It's a foursome, and they have just having an orgasm of fun.
So, but back
and then Angel turns evil because he joins in there, and he just turns evil because of it.
But back into like the point at hand here, like let's put it this way: you've got Lost Planet 2 that seemed to be. I don't feel that the first game was probably adequate enough. I mean, when I tried it out, it just didn't feel right. Yeah. So, does that mean that some of these games that are going to get maybe their second chance, as I call Lost Planet 2, is a fucking second chance here? Mm-hmm. They're going to try to bring in a heavy hitter. Like, you're fucking playing baseball here with Anvil, and like it's like, hey, I'm not doing so good. I'm going to bring in the heavy hitter fucking Anvil here or Ortiz or whatever fucking I want to fucking knock the ball out of the fucking park.
Exactly.
So is this going to be a fucking thing where that we're going to see that kind of shit going on where, you know, you got like St. Rose 2, you know, like they don't need the help, but Grand Theft Auto does need the help, and they come over and help with doing like
that. You can do that. You can do that. They can think of a great storyline to do that. Plus, they're pretty much like the same game.
But the trend pattern, if it comes into that point, are we going to get fucking dull and bored of the fact that we're putting in these games together that maybe should?
Well, think about it this way, too. You got to think about it this way. Take a look at like Final Fantasy. When you play each Final Fantasy game, there's always a different system that they try or a different system that they use for your characters. And stuff like that. And as all the Final Fantasies go on, we're up to like 13 now.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not even counting the online one. But I'm just counting the point that like the junction system or like how to upgrade your weapons or, you know, how you pull off moves in the game and stuff like that. It differentiates. They might do the same thing with Lost Planet that like, you know, maybe it was crappy in the first game and so coming in, you know, with this next game, they introduce something different and introduce a new way of playing it. So
like what they did with Red Steel 2.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
All right, well, another point in case that I want to put on the table is the fact that, like, let's take three franchises here. Let's put Medal of Honor on the table. Uh-huh. Let's put Call of Duty on the table. Yeah. And let's put Battlefield Bad Company. Now, if we were to take these three companies and put them together, even though that the fact that Call of Duty is having their fun right now with their company, as we just figured out just recently, if you can't figure that one out, go fucking look it up. Because Infinity Ward's having a fun fucking field day. Anyways, but more or less, if we go and take the designers of these games and put them all together and finally be able to create a game all together that has both graphic, story, and everything else in between that you need to make that fucking game work, I want to see that instead of these guys competing with each other. I want them to come together. I don't want this whole bullshit where it's like, you guys are all on your separate paths, and they're kind of fucking things up on their own little woodwhack.
Worry about how much internal fighting that would go on while they tried to make this game, because they'd be like, "I want to put this in here. No, I don't want that in there. Me neither. I don't
want
what
this they
in
could
here.
Do
you
though.
Fuck you. I'm out of this project."
Well, you know what they could do though is what they should do is just play to their strengths.
Exactly.
To whatever, like, you know, if whether they like the Call of Duty had like the best like realism, and then you play Bad Company that has the good like gameplay around or something like that. They can just focus on those whatever made their game popular or whatever. Focus around those things, put those together, and you kind of have a badass.
Well,
game.
Yeah, like I mean, but we're gonna have to wait and see what Medal of Honor brings back to the table, seeing that they're coming out with a new game.
It's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while, more or less, and they've got the fucking pubic hairs. They got to shave off.
I mean, even
Command and Conquer
has come out with more games than.
Yeah, but they've been not doing such a great job. But like saying, if you take the capabilities of how Battlefield Bad Company, you're able to fucking blast a hole through the wall and walk right through the thing and then level the fucking building. Mm-hmm. And then maybe something how they did the whole deck of cards set up with Red Faction, Guerrilla. Like, you're able to knock the building completely the fuck down and fuck people up because of the fact that they're in the building while it's coming down. But, I mean, you got to put that with how maybe Medal of Honor's running system is, how they run around and all that other stuff, and maybe how Medal of Honor has its own, like, special setup that they've done back in the day, but what they might bring to the table now, because their graphics, they look fucking sexy when you go and look at the fucking video that they provided with the new
trailer. You heard it. Blue Honor just said sexy. That means that game is just
fucking sexy.
Sexy, all right? That shit's... it's the shit.
You have to go and check that video out, but... all right, I think I'm done with that shit.
Okay.
But what do we got? What else do we got?
We have... let's talk about Soul Eater.
All right. I guess so.
Yeah. I wrote an article about this on the Electric Sisterhood website, like...
I like
literally it. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And...
I like it. Personally.
Back then, I just from the first episode, I said, okay, this is going to be probably the best show 2008. And turns out a lot of other people thought the same thing, too. And... let me see if I can explain it properly. There's like a DWMA. It's kind of like an academy of like students who have to try to kill these evil souls and one witch in order to turn their weapon, who are also people, into the Grim Reaper's death scythe.
Into a death scythe, where there's probably one of the most powerful weapons ever.
So what they're trying to do is upgrade themselves into becoming more efficient.
And with each soul that they take, the stronger that they become.
Yeah. And there are three main partners here. We've got Soul Eater and Maka. You got Black Star and Tsubaki. And then you got Death the Kid and the Thompson Twins. Mm.
And he's the only one who gets twins.
Right.
You know what it kind of reminds you of? It reminds you of Shaman King. A little bit, because Death the Kid reminds me of what's his name's rival, who becomes his best friend later on.
Don't really know, because I never watched Shaman King.
Oh, you never watched Shaman King? Oh,
well, I heard they cut it up really badly because
the thing is, when they Americanized it, they messed it up. You have to watch the Japanese version; it's so much better.
Okay,
English subtitles, Snufskin.
But Shaman King was a good show.
Okay, now, what were your thoughts on the animation? Because when I first saw this, there were a couple of styles that came to my mind. There was Tim Burton, and there was Jamie Hewlett, who did Tank Girl and designs for Gorillaz.
I personally thought, I'm trying to remember the anime, it actually has that style of anime. It has that Naruto slash, like... oh, I can't.
Snorting cocaine. No.
I'm trying to think, but it's
tripping on acid.
It's kind of got like that olden day. Now I want to say olden day Pokemon slash Naruto slash like the style of cartoon.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's got that kind of style, like with the facial expressions and stuff like that, and,
right?
You know, and the characters and everything like that. It's got that style to it. I like it. It's interesting. I gotta definitely watch more of it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I like the big breasted witch.
Yes, the big breasted.
The Blair Witch.
Yeah, I wish that they should have showed them boobies, but you know that's just
me. No, they didn't.
Well, the thing is, this show was technically a kid show.
Oh,
over there.
Fuck them! Fuck.
I know, right? Supposedly it's for kids.
It's fucking Japan. What do they give a fucking shit? As long as they blur out the fucking the private parts
it's
and
just
not
like,
the boobies,
it's just
fine.
It's just like Sailor Moon. They cut out everything.
Yeah.
They're wearing underwear under them skirts.
They ain't wearing nothing under them skirts. They just ain't showing.
Yeah. Well, we watched it in the English dub, and when I heard the English dub, there were some voices I felt matched, and then there were some that just, I felt they butchered just a little bit.
Believe it.
Well, the one thing I'm trying to figure out is that the fact is how do they pick their people that do the thing? Like, Death seemed kind of a little bit feminine more than
I would
expect.
In the original Japanese version, he does have like a little bit of a wacky sort of voice. He sounds like you ever see Potter Puppet Pals, how Dumbledore sounds?
Okay, yeah, I guess so. Anyways, but more or less along those lines.
I'm just glad it wasn't like the voice actor for like Pegasus from Yu-Gi-Oh or like Jesse from Pokemon.
Yeah, just be glad it's not too feminine.
Well, It seems that it's just along the lines that, you know, I guess from what I was listening to, I actually could stand the actual voice characters. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the fact that they were too fucking annoying. When sometimes I've watched a lot of, like, cartoons or anime that have mm-hmm. popped up in front of me, and they do the voices, and it's like, what the fuck were they thinking?
Yeah, no, they have, like, these whiny voices. And, like, yeah. Which does not belong.
In fact, that's why I didn't have show you the second episode of Soul Eater focuses on Black Star. The Japanese voice for Black Star fits well with his character. It's a little annoying, but it's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
The English dub is just flat out ears bleeding annoying.
Yeah, like Naruto.
Yeah,
well,
The
one that got me was that fucking girl, I think it was, from Cowboy Bebop. The one that, it's like It or no,
Ed.
Ed, yeah, It. Ed is a scary fucking thing. You know what? I don't care if anybody who's listening to this says, like, fuck you, Blue Onyx, because of this, but fuck you back, because that is probably one of the scariest characters. I'm like, what is it? What the fuck is it? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? And some people are like, yeah, it's a girl. No, that's a fucking boy, dude. I think that's a boy. I think that's really fucking mistaken. That boy has not had the balls drop. Or otherwise, it's part both. And the fucked up thing is like what it does as a character in the show. And that's the thing that usually creeps me out about watching these animes. It's like, they really do make me feel uncomfortable. Like sometimes
with
it just
your
gets
sexuality or
no not sexuality, like my reality in the fucking my ideas of like how things go. And I mean, yes, I could give it to the Japanese for and whoever does anime to think outside of the box. It's just that I'm like, sometimes some of the shit that came out of the box should have went back the fuck in because it's too much. Yeah,
Pandora doesn't go back into the box; it only comes out.
Yeah, exactly. But it's more or less along the lines that sometimes they should have fucking maybe kept it in the box. It's maybe sometimes too much. And I mean, besides all that, I mean the fan service sometimes it is great. But sometimes it gets annoying because, great, you're just doing fan service. You're like,
that's what I
look
hated.
At them big boobies,
that's
or
what
look
I
at
hated.
This guy with the jacked, you know, body
that's
setup.
That's what I hated about a lot of the anime in 2009, was it was nothing but fan service. There was no plot or character development. And I'm still seeing it in a lot of the anime that's being released this year.
So what brought back the Soul Eater?
Well, this was released in 2008.
Oh, okay, so then, but with that, is there any new series coming out, or has it been finished off?
It's been finished off, but I wouldn't be too surprised if they like brought it back as a movie or something, because the manga is still going.
Okay, so... Well, they always got that going for them.
So they can definitely bring it back, then.
And the same people who made Soul Eater are the people that are now making Hero Man.
Okay. Now, that one was actually kind of reasonable, but, you know... But that was because Stan Lee's at the fucking reins.
Yeah. But I still, you know, the English dub, you know, I'm going to give it like a half thumb up, because some voices work and some don't.
I'm going to give it one thumb up. That's one of the, you know, I mean, I because of the fact of the voices and stuff like that. I personally think it's a good anime to watch and everything.
It's a two
like
thumbs
that.
Up if you're listening to it in Japanese.
Definitely.
It blew my fucking mind away when I first saw the show.
Listen, anything in Japanese usually is much better than when they Americanize it, because when they dub it, they usually dub it with the most crappiest dubbing, crappiest voices, and they usually dub it with things that they don't say, probably.
Yeah, there are some exceptions.
Dragon Ball Z.
I was about to say, like, Spice and Wolf and Cowboy Bebop and Trigun.
Trigun and...
No.
Gundam. Gundam Wing.
Yeah. What they do the Americanized version is like, they go, okay, we're going to Americanized version this one. I don't understand who the fuck this is. So what they do is they go down the hallway, or what they do is they throw a lawn dart out in the middle of a crowd, and somebody gets hit, and they go and fucking drag them into the studio and make them do it. As bad as they could possibly... I gotta read this line... Douchebag says what? Is that it? Yes, great, thank you. You're done. So, yeah, it's you know, it can be decided on the people who pick, you know, mm-hmm. the people, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, altogether, I could say that I could give it a thumb up easily, and a kind of cautious thumb, kind of going up towards the ceiling, but it's kind of like leaning on the fence.
Yeah.
So I'll give it like a third of the way there. So
okay.
Well, no, it, you know, two-thirds of the way there.
Okay.
So I'll give it that.
Awesome. Okay, Anvil, you can wake up now.
Wake up.
Poke him with a stick. He gives it one thumb, I think. Wait. Let's see it again. Oh, you got one
thumb.
Yeah,
we got one thumb.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on here.
Let's talk about... Well, do you want to talk about the movie previews we saw first, or do we want to just jump into the losers?
Oh, you know what?
Actually, I want to keep making fun of J-Lo right now.
Yes, you're right.
All
right,
well, the one thing about...
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez.
Our wide receiver for the Patriots. Jennifer Lopez.
Whoa, Patriots?
For the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Thank you. Hey, Ben Roethlisberger needs something to, you know, take into a bathroom.
Yeah, besides a fucking girl.
You need something to help him win a game.
No, but I was
Jessica,
you know...
Simpson?
Besides that, but when I was checking out the news this week, somewhere in the title says the actor from The Backup Plan or something like that, whatever that new movie is.
Yeah.
It says that the actor never wants to do a sex scene ever again, just because of the fact that what he had to deal with the sex scene with Jennifer Lopez.
Yikes.
And that is bad. Serious? Yes, it's like Alex Olafin or something like that.
So does that mean that he saw Jennifer Lopez naked, his penis went inside out, and never wants to come
and
out
And came
again.
Out of his ass, basically, backwards.
Either that, or he just got scared going in.
Yeah. He's like, wait, I'm not supposed to actually have sex with you? This isn't right!
Unless he's secretly gay, I don't know.
He dropped something, went under the covers to get in her ass.
I knew that. If it's really that bad, then I feel really bad for Mark Anthony.
All you hear underneath it, oh, that's not right. As I'm going to steal this one from South Park.
Hey, wait, what are you doing down here? Wait, I don't have any trifle with you. No.
And just fucking gets killed. But it was
Tom
along the lines
where... Tom Cruise, what are you doing down here?
You can't even lay it in a bed next to a really hot chick at one point in her life that she was hot, or you could actually say she was really hot back in Selena years.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, now you're kind of like, oh no. And this is the thing, I was talking to a couple of fellow Salem State College girls, and they were like, please don't make fun of her on this. I had to. I was like, I'm a bastard, I have to.
Even Angelina Jolie looks
better. Yeah, I know, exactly. And those lips are fucking getting kind of cracked. But okay.
Yeah, those lips will overcome you.
Right? All right, let's start. Let's start up with the trailers.
Trailers. One movie that really looked good was Splice.
Yes,
I know. He and I and Anvil
agree
that at times kind of a little bit looked like Species.
More than a little bit.
More than just a tie-up.
But I will say that it looks like a much, much better version of Species. Like, this actually looks like a legit movie of, like, if they did actually do it. Because I guess it's about human cloning.
Yeah.
And it will look like a what-if story.
More fuel for their fire.
You know, but I mean, it looks more of like, okay, if they really did human cloning and then they messed up and...
But no, it looked like it was half human, half squid because of the ink that was...
Yeah, like...
Well, there was a fucking tail or something. But with that whole setup, they definitely have some kind of weird thing going on because she was supporting some boobies and the tail and the... I don't know. It seems kind of weird when you see the creature itself.
Yeah, the creature and, you know...
But of course, they had to go into the whole mom and pops mode, like... Oh no, we can't, you know, kill it because it's too cute or some shit like that.
You know?
It's like the alien from Men in Black. Oh, it's a
it looks like, it looks like the alien does bond with them, as it were.
Yeah.
But, like, it goes on its own agenda. You know?
All right.
Like Species.
What's another trailer that popped out at us besides saying The Expendables? Because we... we kind of mentioned that last...
MacGruber.
Yeah, seeing that Saturday Night Live.
It looks pretty funny.
It looked like it might be funny, but I don't know. I'm in the middle with that.
And it's understandable because the last few SNL-based movies were shit.
Yeah. Absolute shit.
Yeah. So, but you know what? I've also noticed about the people who are in MacGruber, and I just dropped a penny, and the people that are actually in MacGruber, there are actually some wrestlers, I believe wrestlers are in MacGruber.
Really?
Chris Jericho is in MacGruber.
He's not a wrestler.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Chris Jericho is a wrestler. He's in WWE.
Remember the Walls
He's a
of
steroid
Jericho?
Commercial.
He doesn't do steroids.
Mm-hmm.
But he snorts it up through his crack.
Dude, I know all about wrestling. I will outschool you in wrestling. Okay?
Oh!
Dude, I haven't watched wrestling since I was like 10.
Let me tell you, Chris Jericho does not take steroids. He is built naturally, all right? Dude. Plus, he is one of the best wrestlers right now since Shawn Michaels retired, okay?
Dude,
second of all,
no.
Mark Henry, who's also a wrestler, who is supposed to be the world's strongest man, is in the movie as well. And I believe there is another wrestler in that movie as well.
Dude, when I stopped watching wrestling, Mark Henry was still part of, you know, the Undertaker's group.
No, he's...
That was Viscera, you dummy. You think it's a nation of domination, man.
Yeah, no, exactly. Man. Is it the same dude?
No, it's not. Viscera was a big, big, taller black guy.
And Mark Henry was sexual chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. He was sexual chocolate. He was part of the Nation of Domination with The Rock and all of them.
Damn,
and Farouk.
And Farouk.
Well, come on. It has been 13 years since I watched wrestling.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so then don't say nothing then.
All right, so...
Well, no, because he was linked to it.
Let's talk about...
I remember
about
when Chris Benoit did the whole killing thing and they said that, you know...
Which actually, I want to say something on that. I don't believe that. I believe that
they found
something... Something happened to him. I don't think it was completely his fault.
Yeah, the steroid thing?
Oh, no. I don't think it was the steroids. Well, I think it was the brain damage that was done to him.
Well, they actually...
Because he always did headbutts.
Well, yeah, but they...
From the top rope.
The doctor that's being accused of it in baseball and football to wrestlers, too. Is part of his client.
That's why they've been limiting the concussions, because concussions have been known to cause brain damage and cause problems. And that's why wrestlers... That's why they've... Also, I read about this. They actually eliminated chair shots to the head.
Yeah,
in wrestling.
It's all because of football. Because so many football players were getting head injuries that they did a study to.
Plus, after the whole Chris Benoit thing too, they've been limiting on the steroids.
All right,
yeah.
Let's get to the movie.
All right, let's talk about the losers. And I don't know about you, but it kind of feels like this is a much better A team. Of sorts.
Well, that's you
speaking
know,
of which, that was one of the previews too.
I know that,
but that's one of the things that we have to compare, because there's these damn like setups of action movies. It seems like there was somebody who set this up, like somebody was just like, "Hey, what's this thing about the losers? Hey, why is there the A-Team, and why does the losers kind of seem like the A-Team? What the fuck is the Expendables? When why is that like the A-Team?"
So it's whenever we see an action movie, there's always a preview or two about a movie that looks almost exactly the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because they're trying to
all lined up to see which one's better.
No, it's more of they're trying to find their demographic.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, sitting there taking three blonde porn stars and saying, you know,
Charlie's Angels.
All right, we'll say Charlie's Angels and seeing which one's better.
Okay.
Yes.
I say Lucy Liu.
But the movie The Losers, it follows a group of five people, and they are sent on a mission to take down drug cartel.
Yeah.
And they stop the mission because there are kids there.
Yeah. And so they go in there to they try to stop the mission, but they don't want them to stop the mission. They were just going to just blast it and not care about the kids. So they stopped the mission themselves and they went in there and saved the kids, and then they took care of the drug cartel guy, and then they got out of there. Come to find out, they get double-crossed, and they shoot down the helicopter that was supposed to be for them to get shot down, but instead they shot down all the kids. I think it was 25 of them.
Yeah.
And they shot down all the kids that were in the helicopter.
Which became known as the Bolivia incident.
Yeah, so it's more or less along the lines that they seemed like they were working for the American government, and then they became their own personal unit of mercenaries because of the fact that
they were so skilled.
Everybody was fucking after them, and yeah, they are skilled to the fucking max.
Like, they knew exactly what they were. They were pretty much the A-Team.
Yeah, they were pretty much A-Team with you know, MacGyver.
With Black Ivor, all right?
So... But what did you? This is actually a comic based, you know, thing.
Yeah.
When was this actually created?
I think it was in. Well, the original one came out in the 60s, but then they did a redo, which is based on this, which the movie is based off of, in 2005.
No. But I mean, I'm just saying in the sense that
I actually have it right here. I saved it on my phone.
But, like, with that setup, like, when the A-Team came out, that was around the same time. So it was kind of like, oh, shit, somebody fucked up here. Or somebody copied
actually, the Losers came out in the 60s. A-Team didn't come out until the 80s. So the Losers came first.
Ah, so there you go. So
it's like the new
it, yeah, it was a comic. It lasted only, like, I think it said 32 issues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was from Vertigo.
Yes, from Vertigo.
DC's Vertigo. And, yeah, there was, like, 32 issues for the comic. And they played it just like how the comic is, because there is a girl. The girl, when the girl came and in, comes into the movie and everything like that. So it was,
Zoe Saldana.
She's hot.
She is here hot.
Let me,
I want 5 minutes in a room with her.
But not
with the guns, though.
None for nothing. This,
oh, yeah, I know. Forget the guns.
This is just an awesome movie altogether. They did a great job on this.
Because I wasn't even too sure what I was expecting from this movie going into it. Because I didn't even know what the mission was going to be, what was going to happen, or anything. I went in not knowing what to expect. And I came out of this movie just like, wow.
Like, holy shit, this actually came together for once. I thought this was going to be one of those, you know, they had the short liners that were put up on the commercial, and that was it.
Yeah. This comic was published in August of 2003.
Okay, so...
all the way to March 2006. The Vertigo one. The Vertigo one.
Oh, okay, so that's a newer one. But, I mean, have you found anything about maybe the Expendables, or is this just one of those...
The Expendables is an original thing.
It's just one that came out, and they're like, you know what, why don't we just take this all-star cast from Stallone, Statham, and fucking right down to Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger, and put it all together.
Yep, that's basically what happened.
And, I mean, it looks good and everything like that, and I like, I'll tell you, Jason Statham, Statham, whatever his name is, I like him.
The issue, though, with the trailer is, it's not showing the more humorous aspects of what the Expendables is going to be, because there's another trailer out there that shows Jason Statham's character actually getting a phone call while they're doing a mission, while they're on gunpoint. It's like, more funny.
Talking.
I mean, they did have the funny part where the guy goes and fucking spears, Stallone, and goes, he's like, "What happened to you? I'll get my ass kicked." then there is the other part where
Terry Crews,
he shoots towards Statham, kills the guy, and he goes, "What the hell are you doing?" And he's like,
"You almost killed me."
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I like the whole Terry Crews joke when he's in there. Well, what are we supposed to do? We have 4.5 men. And he looks over at Jet Li.
Yeah, exactly. Jet Li, and he's just like that. What's so funny?
You know, it's really funny. They didn't show a lot of Jet Li in the trailer.
Well,
they got a lot of people.
They got the one where he's like wrapped his leg around the guy that was like going towards him and fucking wrapped him and knocked him down with his legs.
At least they showed the martial arts of.
Let's get back to the losers.
We're
a bunch of losers, but the winners, really, I guess.
Yeah. There were things that I expected to happen. To be honest, I actually did expect the kids to not make it in the beginning of the movie. As sad as that sounds, I expected something like that was going to happen.
I knew they would die.
I think the trailer kind of gave it away. It was kind of like, where's this fiery fuckball going to come from? And I went, oh,
yeah, right. So that's like the helicopter and the kids heading over. I'm like, no.
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 What's that?
You keep the teddy bear, little kid.
And you know what I found interesting is like this bad guy,
Max.
Max, he was different.
He's
not like a bad guy that like I mean like
he's an evil fuck. I mean he shoots really a woman is. Because he wasn't holding the umbrella properly.
Like, he definitely broke the mold on that sense, and he kind of when he gave the nod to the guy to you know break his hands or fuck him up, and he goes and tosses him off the building, and he goes, dude. That was a little bit overrated. And he goes into, like, Maury mode. It's like, he goes to, like, everybody's like, did you feel that was maybe a little bit tad too much? You know what? Maybe, fuck that. Actually, let's throw that bald fuck off the fucking building because we need to get to these motherfuckers. And they're like, okay, we changed our minds. Fuck.
But, I mean, truthfully, though, if you look at Max alone, right, he's Mr. Eco-friendly. There's just, like...
With the snooks.
Yes, the snook of the sniz. No.
No.
But I wish they blamed his hand a little bit.
You know what's really funny? Yeah. Let me tell you. While I was watching that, and I saw him, and he had the one glove on, had the whole Michael Jackson thing going, stuff like that. I was expecting more of like how with Enter the Dragon, with Bruce Lee, the guy had the metal hand.
Yep.
I was expecting something like that, like an interchangeable hand, or something like that, to the point where like his hand was something cool.
Yeah.
But it was just a burn.
Like, a really bad.
Perhaps
if they do a sequel of the movie, Return of the Losers, you're welcome, they'll explain that.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially since he's still alive.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot to
not to ruin the
give movie. Give it away. I'm just kidding.
Not to,
spoil the shit out of your lunch.
The movie, you know, for you, but yeah.
Truthfully, the guy was kind of creepy. The burned up hand, I want to, know more about it. And I want to know a little bit more about everything.
I wonder if his head got burned, too.
My favorite part of the whole movie must have been the most ghetto part of the entire movie. The very end. That's the final mission they do.
Oh.
No, the final mission.
The final mission. Going to a kids game?
No.
Well, there was that one, and then there was the one before that.
Yeah.
I think I know what happened.
It wasn't even a final mission. It was just a mission.
Well, that's the final mission that they did.
I think I understand what happened to his hand. He was jerking off too much.
Yes.
And it got to the point where
too much friction.
Yeah, he didn't put the fucking gel in there, man. He just went with it and went poof.
Instead of lotion, he put on baby oil.
Oh.
So the oil cut off.
Yikes.
He put on flammable crap.
Yeah.
By the way, that was awesome what they did in the armored car. They splashed him with gasoline. So yeah. I wouldn't be
wanting to shoot that gun. Muzzle flash could be bad.
Yes.
But I definitely like the whole Ducati / field goal, kind of thing going on there with the fucking plane. So, yeah, I don't want to ruin anything, but it's definitely intense.
I mean, but truthfully...
I knew a black guy was going to die.
Oh, come on!
Knew a black guy was going to die. And it's funny, I knew that black guy was going to portray them.
Oh! But no.
But there's more than one black guy, so you guys exactly. got to figure out which black guy it is.
Which black
you
guy
can figure out which black guy is going to be the one to betray.
No, you're not going to figure it out. We're not going to lay any hints down and stuff like that. Just know that there are black people in there. And
don't trust Scarface.
Don't...
Fuck you. Guys had
Fuck you, man. Don't listen to him.
Holy dice. No.
No, that's the wrong song.
All right, thumbs up, thumbs down, what? Come on.
Thumbs up.
Two thumbs up on that one.
Eight thumbs up all around the table. It's a good fucking movie. And the Globe... Okay, then
the Globe sucks. Chickeny.
The Globe kind of gave it a half fucking rating on it or something like that.
Yeah, they gave it 2 out of 4.
Like we've said in the other things, other reviews from other places that usually turn it down, we say, fuck you, we like it.
Exactly.
There's only been one or two so-called
professional reviewers and stuff like that aren't really professional. They just suck because they don't think like how we do when we go watch a movie.
Truthfully, I read a review the other day about this movie in the Metro, and the person shat all over this movie, and they basically said Zoe Saldana's acting... wasn't even good enough for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Oh, we've got to find that motherfucker and beat him with a baseball bat.
Oh my god, not only did she have good acting, she was hot.
Oh, her rolling around in her underwear when they did that whole, like, the legs were all split before rolling, I'm like,
Let me tell you, is she fully black?
I don't know.
I think she's Latin.
She might be Rosario Dawson
something like that, because she is hot.
She is
Look,
sexy.
I'll take her any way, shape, or form. She could be purple.
Holly Berry could even play the part, and I would be happy, you know?
But you're happy with Holly Berry, period.
Yeah, that's true.
Although she's got that one weird nipple.
Who cares?
What's up with that?
It's like it's freaking care.
I do not care.
I would be all over that one nipple. I don't care. I'll
be all
over that one nipple.
He's got a magnifying glass out and shit. He's like, I gotta be the personal investigator. All right.
I don't even need night vision.
Okay. We gotta wrap things up here.
Do we have time?
To wrap things up, especially to make sure there's no, the population control.
With a ball?
We got Zoe Saldana, I think I wrap it up.
Dave Chappelle's wrap it up box?
Alright, let's do this.
Okay, remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. If you want to send us feedback or request for things to review, it's at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
Me again?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Alright, myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. I don't know. And then we also are on Facebook, so you can look up the Boston Bastard Brigade group.
And don't forget our sisters of the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Young, go show them some love.
And by the way, speaking of which, we'll have a shorter email address soon. Hopefully.
You mean web address?
Yeah.
Yay!
Sweet. And by the end of next week, we're going to have the information for our charity event that we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Raising the money for the cancer walk that the group of us will be doing.
Great. I really don't want to wear a skirt, but if we can make that much money.
$15,000 for cancer research, you know.
We'll wear kilts.
I'll wear a pretty pink skirt.
Okay, and you'll wear a pink skirt, but that's only at $15,000. Our goal is, you know, we want to at least hit $5,000. So all the information will be up about the walk. Come out. It's going to be a good time. And just contact us online about ways to send money and make donations.
Okay. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Melodic!
This is Anvil.
And I will feast on your soul!
Yes, that's Darkheart.
Sing. Sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards!
Kiss a
motherfucker!
Upright.